The State Treasurer's Office is unveiling a plan to help smaller banks make more money available to small businesses across the Commonwealth. Treasurer Steve Grossman is using a small portion of the state's funds to invest in community banks, with the understanding that those banks will then turn around and use the capital for small business loans.
We kept this very, very simple. All the banks had to do was to give us a competitive interest rate so that the taxpayers of the Commonwealth were not disadvantaged. The money had to be insured or collateralized so that the taxpayers' money was fully protected. They had to agree to lend the money to small businesses.
And Grossman says dozens of banks have already signed up.
We've got 35 banks that have committed to the program. And today we are wiring to 10 different banks in the Commonwealth, $5 million each. It's the first $50 million of a program that we originally thought would be $100 million of deposits in local banks. It is going to blow right through that number and probably get to the $200 million or higher number.
So how are these lending standards established with smaller businesses?
The creditworthiness is decided by the bank, not by Steve Grossman, not by the Treasury. We don't tell them how to market it, although I will be as involved in the marketing as they need me to be. If it's a new, exciting, fresh program in a particular community that helps them grow and helps them sell it, all well and good. But the goal is to create the kind of energy, excitement, and optimism in the small business sector of the economy that says money's available, come on in, let's talk, and let's see if we can't energize new business development and employment in the Commonwealth from small businesses all over the state.
Treasurer Grossman says the state funds are earning interest and they're fully insured, so there is no risk to the Commonwealth. I'm Anthony Silva, WBZ News Radio 1030.